Pleased to be joined right now by Titans cornerback Malcolm Butler, who joins us right after OTAs have wrapped up over at St. Thomas Sports Park. Malcolm, thank you for the time this afternoon. We appreciate that. How are you?
Good. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
How much can you learn about this coaching staff during OTAs? What are you taking in?
Just taking in, first of all, taking in the scheme. And, you know, second of all, just taking in how they want it done and what they want done. And, you know, I think Coach Vrabel came here and, you know, set the standards real high. You know, he also, you know, put together a great staff. And these coaches got full of energy and look like they're ready to win, just like their players.
What was your first conversation with Vrabel like after you signed?
I can remember him calling me, and he was just telling me, if you play like that same undrafted free agent from 2014, we're going to be okay. And that's the mindset I had, and that's the mindset I took. And actually, he told me the same thing today, but he just told me stay off the receiver. So, yeah.
He told you to stay off the receiver?
Stay off the receiver. Stay up.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Can you see the Patriot influence with this coaching staff? Like, if I just set you in this defense or in a meeting room and you had no idea their background, could you tell immediately that their background was from New England?
Oh, most definitely. I was in New England for, you know, 4 years, but I'm glad to be a Tennessee Titans, and I'm pretty sure. Well, I'm 100% sure that, you know, Coach Vrabel, he does some of the things similar to the New England Patriots. So I can tell that, you know, he headed in the right direction, and I'm pretty sure he got his staff heading the same way with him.
Malcolm Butler, our guest.
So, Malcolm, we've talked about how you're learning about the coaching staff. You learn a lot about your teammates through adversity. How much can you really learn about your teammates during OTAs? Do you feel like you're getting a sense for how they play and how you guys go about your business, or is that difficult to do right now?
I say you can get a sense of it. You know, I guess you could tell when a guy, you know, when he's having a good day, he's having a good day. When he's having a bad day, he's having a bad day, you know. So it's not that hard to tell, you know. So, you know, I'm just worried about what I got to do and, you know, helping my teammates out the way they need to be helped out. And, you know, just going from there, man.
You knew Logan Ryan and what he was about prior to signing here, but I'd love to get your first impressions on a few guys. What have you thought so far of Adoree Jackson?
Adoree Jackson, man, he's a great player, man. He is an awesome player, I promise you. You know, I see things that he was doing his second year that, you know, I didn't have an idea of doing. And, the guy's so versatile. He can play offense, defense, catch the ball, tackle, cover. You know, he's a great player, man. I promise you. I'm very impressed with that young guy.
What can he do at his age and you're going into year two that you could not do? Or it can he take more chances? Is that what you're getting at?
If you got speed like that, you can take any chance
right.
You want. So
yeah.
I'll say yes. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
How about Kevin Byard?
Kevin Byard, you know, he's a ball hog. He grind hard each and every day. You know, I have to try to beat him out every day and doing sprints. You know, but he's not going to let that happen. Well, we compete about it. You know, who's being first? We might not say who's first, but we really competing on the low. Great guy comes in, works hard. He leads the secondary. He speak up when, you know, some of the teammates don't want to speak. You know, he's just a great, well-rounded guy, and I'm glad to be his teammate.
When you say competing with him for first, you mean first between you two, because everyone's competing for second behind Adoree Jackson, right, in the sprints, considering he's like a national champion track star?
Yeah, he'd be holding out on us, I guess he's saying, I'm so fast, I ain't got to do this. Nah, he works hard too, man.
And finally, what about LaShawn Sims?
Oh, yes, man. This team has a lot of players that a lot of people doesn't know about. And LaShawn Sims is he's a good player. Like, he's a really good player. Good press technique. He can do special teams. He can run. I'm just telling you, man, this team has talent that, you know, I didn't even know about. And it will speak for itself soon.
Malcolm Butler with us. Malcolm, you can give us a perspective that no one else can on this team because you have actually faced Corey Davis last season. And a lot of us are pointing to that game in New England. While it certainly turned out in the Patriots' favor, he had a good game. And a lot of fans are leaning on that performance to go into this season as reason for optimism. What did you learn about Corey Davis and facing him in the playoffs? And have you seen that same guy so far this offseason?
Well, actually, during the playoffs, he got me for two. I'd say one. He hit me with the stutter and go, and the other one, he just got me. But Corey Davis, good guy, man. He's fast. He's strong. He got good size, and he's working hard each and every day. And you know, we compete each and every day. You know, we might scruffle here on route here, route there, talk a little trash, but at the end of the day, we still teammates, and we're trying to get each other better. And I own one. I own two. So we're handling it when the training camp comes.
Is there a team policy for how to handle rookies, or is it up to the individual players in terms of silent treatment, what they carry in and out of the locker room, how you deal with them? Does everyone act the same way around rookies, or does each player change it up a little bit?
Most players just let the rookie be. You know, the defense, we just let the rookies be. We might call them out or something if they don't know a teammate name or something like that. But, you know, Kerry Combs, he doing all that for us. You know, he got plenty of energy. So I know they're tired of him right now. But, I just let the rookies be themselves. You know, they got a lot on their plate. They're trying to make the team. So just got to let them be.
Malcolm Butler with us. Will you please, we had Will Compton on last month, and he told us the story about the cold tub. Will you give us your version of how that went down and why you thought he was the kicker?
All right. So let me tell you about this story. See, I thought that he was the kicker because, you know, he in there, I just see a Caucasian guy with his back turned.
Yes.
I see a Caucasian guy with his back turned. And, you know, it was a couple of days of OTAs. I'm like, wow, we ain't working that hard. Who hurt their ankle? So I was like, no, they got to be the punter or the kicker because, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody's body should be holding up. And I said, oh, yeah, you Ryan Sucker. He's like, no, I'm Will Compton from Redskins. I was like, oh, man, my bad. And, you know, a couple hours later, I seen Ryan Sucker up, and, wow, he's just as big as Compton. So
I know. you were not far off.
That was a crazy story, man. He always asked me what's his name when I said it.
Finally, Malcolm, you mentioned the trash talk that will go on during training camp. Are you a corner who you enjoy the trash talk? Do you need a little bit of that? Does it annoy you when a receiver that you're facing in a game is maybe reserved and quiet? Does that bug you more than the guy who will actually snap back at you?
Well, it all depends on when you want to trash talk. You know, you can't trash talk if, you know, you've been getting beat, but you got to have the upper hand. You got to have the momentum, and you got to be doing your job pretty well, or it got to be a battle. You know, it just can't be, you can't be on the negative side of it if you're going to talk trash. So if you're going to talk trash, you got to be up, and your team got to be, you got to be playing good. But, you know, some people just talk trash. That's just how they are. I'm a corner. You know, I talk a little trash here and there. You know, that makes my game get better and better. But, you know, it's all about performance at the end of the day.
Malcolm Butler has been our guest. Malcolm, do us a favor. When you see Logan, tell him that we're going to put our vote in for you to take over his radio show here on the Midday 180.
Yeah, man, go on, do that. Go on, do that. He don't want to do nothing. He probably out there watching one of them dogs.
We're looking for a replacement, so you're our guy now. Congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you, Malcolm. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, Malcolm Butler has been our guest.
Saw a Caucasian guy with his back turned and just assumed he was the
kicker. Oh,
there's
the kicker.
The greatest lines, and really accurate. You can't really blame them for that.
Who would be rehabbing their ankle this time of year? Oh, probably a kicker.
Look, I looked to the corner. There was a Caucasian guy with his back turned to me. Didn't see his face. I assumed kicker. So sue me.
Solid reasoning skills.
That was great reasoning.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.